Welcome to this edition of the Fireside Bookshelf. Join our host Ginger Green as she opens doors to the literary world, both past and present, featuring some of the best Christian books pertinent to believers and their pursuit of biblical truth. Each week, she will discuss selected resources which have touched her heart and life, with a hope they will enhance your study of the scriptures and encourage you in your spiritual walk. From foundational Christian truths to marriage and parenting, to understanding the times we live in, Ginger has assembled some amazing Christian authors, and each week we'll explore their works, all designed to help us grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And now for today's presentation.
Ever wonder how many gigabytes your brain could store if it were a computer? Scientists estimate that the answer would be equivalent to up to 2.5 million gigabytes of storage. Not even a supercomputer comes close to the capacity of the human brain. Here are some more mind-blowing facts about the human memory, as reported by Southtree.com. Unless interested in a topic, most adults have an attention span of 20 minutes. Researchers estimate that the adult attention span has decreased by about 12 minutes in the past decade. It seems that our fast-paced lives and full reliance on technology has taken its toll. Short-term memory can hold up to 7 pieces of information at the same time, but only for around 30 seconds. According to a study conducted in 2001, left-handed people have better memories. This is because the white matter in the brain in lefties is larger than that of right-handed people. Most memories adults have come from when we were between 15 and 25 years old. The reminiscence bump, which is the tendency for older adults to remember events that occurred during their adolescence and early adult years, can account for 60% of all memories. Over the course of a lifetime, scientists estimate that the modern human brain will hold up to 1 quadrillion pieces of information. To give a better idea, a quadrillion is a 1 followed by 15 zeros. You have an average of 70,000 thoughts in a day. Not to think that the brain shuts down while sleeping. Dreaming takes more brain activity than any waking function. With 86 billion neurons, 400 miles of capillaries, 1,000 miles of axons, enough to circle the Earth 4 times, more than 10 trillion synapses, the human brain is truly fascinating. With the immediacy of internet searches and the ease of handheld devices, the custom of memorizing scripture may no longer seem necessary. But best-selling author Robert J. Morgan makes an airtight case for reviving this rewarding practice in his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. It's vital for mental and emotional health and for spiritual well-being, he writes. It's as powerful as acorns dropping into furrows in the forest. It allows God's word to sink into your brain and permeate your subconscious thoughts. It saturates the personality, satisfies the soul, and stockpiles the mind. It changes the atmosphere of every family and alters the weather forecast of every day. So come be a part as Robert Morgan prepares us in a series of brief chapters for this new, old way of thinking, and then presents his experience list of 100 crucial verses, providing sidebar notes, quotes, and memorization tips for each. While many may think that it's an archaic custom to memorize scripture, we must revive it and begin a lifelong habit of learning Bible verses by heart. Think of it as a shopping spree for the mind, Morgan declares, a chance to collect and store up treasures you will enjoy for years. Restoring the art of scripture memory is critical for us, our churches, and our children, Morgan asserts. It makes scripture accessible day and night. It allows God's work to sink into your brain and permeate your subconscious and even your unconscious thoughts. And it gives you a word to say to anyone, in season or out. It fills your heart and home with the best thoughts ever recorded. It takes a minute a day, or 5, or 10, whatever you can devote to it. It can be done on the go, in traffic jams, waiting in line, at sunup or sundown. It can be done alone, or with another person, or in groups. It is an amazing, versatile habit, but it is also a vital one, profitable, whether you are in a nursery or in a nursing home. In this book, you will find 100 ways to change your life, Morgan writes, 100 Bible verses everyone on earth should know by heart. Please don't worry if your favorite verse isn't among them. Extra blank pages are included to add your favorite verses, extending this life-changing exercise and memorization habit into an even more personal experience. Morgan opens with this interesting tale. James Allen has been called a literary man of mystery. Little is known about him, and his writing career was as fleeting as an arrow through the sky. He never did achieve fame or fortune, and he died at 48. He wrote 19 or 20 books without saying much about himself in any of them. None of them sold particularly well in his lifetime. Yet one tiny volume, his second book, and one with which he himself was unhappy, has since sold millions of copies and influenced countless lives. James was born in 1864 in an idyllic part of central England, but his childhood was anything but pleasant. His father, grappling with a failing business and near bankruptcy, traveled to America searching for work. Instead, he was waylaid, robbed, and killed. Back in England, the family's ensuing financial crisis forced James to drop out of school at age 15 and get a job. He became a personal assistant in the world of British manufacturers, and he worked in that profession until 1902, when at the age of 38, he just quit and walked away. James and his wife moved to the little coastal town of Ilfracombe, one of the loveliest spots in all of England, and he lived there for about 10 years before his death. Each morning he got up before dawn and hiked to the top of a nearby hillside and spent an hour in meditation. He would then return to his house and devote the morning to writing. The afternoon he allocated to his gardens and hobbies. To the best of my knowledge, Morgan notes, James was not a Christian. But one little book was based on a Bible verse from the book of Proverbs, and that small volume has cast a long shadow. It almost single-handedly gave rise to the self-improvement and positive thinking movement of the past 100 years. It is entitled, As a Man Thinketh, based on Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. The point of As a Man Thinketh is simple. Our thoughts are the most important thing about us. All that we achieve or fail to achieve is the direct result of our thinking. Our thoughts are like seeds that produce crops. Allen wrote, "Good thoughts and actions can never produce bad results. Bad thoughts and actions can never produce good results." This is saying that nothing can come from corn but corn, nothing from nettles but nettles. Men understand this law in the natural world and work with it, but few understand it in the mental and moral world, though its operation there is just as simple and absolute. His point is, we are what we think, and our lives run in the direction of our thoughts. If we think angry thoughts, we'll be angry. If we think positive thoughts, we'll be positive. If we think negative thoughts, we'll be negative. The mind is a garden, and we have to cultivate it, and we are responsible for the kind of seed we sow into the furrows of our mind. I love Allen's little book, Morgan reveals, and I believe in positive thinking, optimism, and a can-do spirit. But I am not a fan of most of the positive thinking literature so popular in the self-help sections of our bookstores today. I want truth behind my optimism, solid scripture, well interpreted. I don't want a mind filled with mottos and mantras, but with memory verses from the infallible Word of God. Its theology is therapeutic, its advice sensible. Every verse in the Bible is priceless, Morgan assures us, for all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We are to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, 2 Timothy 3:16 and Matthew 4:4. Scripture memory is a way of digging into the soul and planting the truth a little deeper in order to achieve a richer harvest. Morgan writes, "Let me show you what scripture memory can do for you and how you can develop this enriching routine. A verse learned goes into our memory, and from there into our conscious and subconscious minds. From there it appears in the room of imagination, and then shows up in the way we live, think, feel, talk, act, and achieve. The principle of Proverbs 23:7 is true 24/7. It is an unbreakable law of life that cannot be altered and will be true as long as human nature endures. For as we think in our hearts, so are we. Who created our brains with their incredible complexity? Who gave us the ability of painting murals on the walls of our mind? Who made the imagination? God did. The Lord wants us to contemplate His Word in our mind, using all the mental powers He gave us. Our minds are an amazing bit of God's creative genius. They process thought, but they also visualize and imagine. The daydreams and fantasies of our fallen nature are all too often harmful, but there's tremendous power in the sanctified use of imagination and visualization. Scripture memory allows us to practice spiritual contemplation. Jesus said in Matthew 22:37, "We must love the Lord our God with all our hearts and minds." And Romans 12:2 reminds us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The simplest way of implementing these precepts is by printing God's Word on the billboards of our minds. Think of the mysterious hand that scribbled that terrifying message of doom and destruction across the walls of Belshazzar's palace in Daniel 5. The same hand can write a positive, hope-filled message of life on the walls of our intellects whenever we learn the Scriptures by heart. The Apostle Paul told us in Colossians 3:13 to let the Word of God dwell in us richly, and in the Old Testament the Lord promised, "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law into their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Scripture memory enables us to maintain our mental equilibrium and spiritual vitality, Morgan explains. We can see the Scripture in our minds, picturing its scenes, hearing its words as if spoken just to us, rolling them over in our minds like rocks in a tumbler. We are transported to green pastures, still waters, Galilean storms, Judean hills, Roman jails, golden streets, and to the very throne of God Himself. When you memorize, you are putting frames around the verses and hanging them on the walls of your inner library. And you will find as you visualize them that you are always in the picture. Morgan shares that Dr. Martin Seligman, who is perhaps the world's foremost expert on optimism and motivation, suggests that depression is primarily the result of wrong thinking. He explains, "Depression is caused by conscious negative thoughts. There is no deep underlying disorder to be rooted out, not unresolved childhood conflicts, not our unconscious anger, and not even our brain chemistry. Emotions come directly from what we think. Think, I'm in danger, and you'll feel anxiety. Think, loss, and you'll feel sadness. Think, I'm being trespassed against, and you'll feel anger. If we change the habits of thought, we will cure depression." Morgan shows Scripture memory is our most powerful tool in changing our habits of thought, and the internalized truths of God's Word keep us mentally healthy. "It is the greatest secret I know to personal resiliency. It molds our thoughts, and our thoughts shape our lives. For as we think in our hearts, so we are." If the Holy Scriptures are the very thoughts of God Himself, then Bible verses represent the most healing, clarifying, bolstering, uplifting data we can insert into our brains. The power of Scripture is unlike anything else on earth. It's a force to be reckoned with, containing intrinsic power, high enough to give us insight, deep enough to give us peace, wise enough to mold our personalities, and strong enough to bear through horrendous days. Someone once told me, Morgan notes, that scripture memory accelerates the transformation process in our lives. It's like a special additive that exponentially increases the efficiency of sanctification. By internalizing Bible verses, we're mainstreaming God's thoughts into our conscious, subconscious, and unconscious logic. Bible verses committed to memory and applied by the Holy Spirit are the most powerful meditations in the whole world. They're balm for sore hearts, an elixir for low spirits, an immunization for bad habits, a booster shot for high spirits, a pick-me-up for dreary days, and a stimulant for positive nerves. How many Bible verses could you recite from your memory bank if push came to shove? How about your children? Are they hiding away God's word in their hearts, storing up the precious seeds of the scriptures against the coming famine? Do your teenagers know the Bible verses they'll need to withstand the temptations they'll face? The Bible was written to be memorized, Morgan explains. Take Psalms 25, for example. If you turn there in your Bible, you'll notice it has 22 verses. The Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters. So when you find a passage like this with 22 verses, it's likely an acrostic, which means verse 1 begins with the Hebrew equivalent of our letter A, verse 2 with the Hebrew equivalent of our B, and so on. Why is that important? Because it's a mnemonic, a device to aid in memorization. Its message was so important that the writer wanted to make it easier to memorize. The longest chapter in the Bible, Psalms 119, is actually composed of 22 segments arranged as an extended acrostic. The passage about the wise woman in Proverbs 31 likewise has 22 segments. In other words, these were composed to be memorized. In the days before the printing press, most people didn't have access to their own copies of the Bible, so they memorized vast portions of God's Word. How tragic now, with all of our modern versions and translations, we are memorizing it less and less, if at all. But remember, whenever we store away a verse in our minds, it becomes a concealed weapon. It's a light, a lamp, a vault of gold, a hive of honey, and a two-edged sword. It's available day and night for practical purposes. It helps us to fix our thoughts, and we fix our thoughts by fixing them on Jesus via His praiseworthy word. If left up to us, our mentality will become overgrown with weeds and infested with pests. Without Christ, our thoughts tend toward evil, filled with impure imaginations and harmful attitudes and misguided motives. But when we turn over our ownership of our lives to Christ, He begins to transform our minds and to cultivate holiness and happiness. Our minds become His garden, centered on Him, and sown with the bulbs of the Bible and the seeds of Scripture. After all, this human brain is arguably the climax of God's creation, the most incredible invention in His universe. It's a fabulous living supercomputer with unfathomable circuitry and unimaginable complexity, a collection of billions of neurons, each as complex as a small computer, like having 100 billion computers inside your cranium. And they're all interconnected. One scientist said that the number of connections within one human brain rivals the number of stars and galaxies in the entire universe. Sometimes, Morgan writes, I wonder if some of those connections don't occasionally short-circuit in my case. I feel befuddled, make wrong decisions, forget important engagements, give foolish advice, and let in impure or discouraging influences. Our thoughts get us into trouble more than a sack full of demons. Whenever we say the wrong thing, yield to temptation, or react to foolish choices, the point of origin is the brain. The mind itself is the battleground of the soul, and our thinking often gets us out of whack. Morgan outlines a couple of ways to fix our thoughts when they're in need of repair. Hebrews 3:1 says, "We should fix our thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess." And Philippians 4:8 says, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable, and bright and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Scripture memory and meditation is the key to a healthy mind for those who have given their lives to Jesus Christ and center their thoughts on Him. The Holy Bible isn't just a great book. It's in a class by itself. A book authored by the Creator God through the agency of human beings who were guided by the Holy Spirit in their writings. The Bible's double authorship is utterly unique in the history of literature. The whole supposition of Christianity is that there is a God, that He made us, that He loves us, that He is concerned about our lives, and that He is capable of communicating with us. He has done so using a method so extraordinary, yet so simple, that only God Himself could have conceived it. Every word in the Bible is of human authorship, yet it is all divinely given. Its heavenly authorship gives it a transcendent, timeless authority, and its human origin touches our lives in a timely, tangible way. Bible verses are high-powered doses of truth that mainline God's wisdom into our reasoning. They convert the soul, teach the simple, rejoice the heart, and enlighten the eyes. Psalms 19, 7-9. They teach, reprove, correct, and instruct, making us profitable in every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. They are comfort in affliction, our songs for the journey, and our most valuable asset. For when we read and study God's Word, we're cultivating a relationship with Him who made us, who loves us, who gave Himself for us on Calvary, and who rose again that we might inherit eternal life. As we study His Word, we're listening to Him, conversing with Him face to face, as it were, as a man speaks to his friend. As we transcribe God's Word on the tablets of our mind, we're able to do that in the sweet pastures of His truth. The Bible becomes portable, and we can take it wherever life might lead us. Bible verses are the seeds that produce a crop. They germinate quickly and almost instantly begin improving the quality of the soul. By memorizing the verses suggested in this book, you'll immediately experience 7 remarkable benefits that will change your life. Morgan details how memorizing Scripture gives us clearer thoughts, steadier nerves, healthier emotions, purer habits, happier homes, greater respect, and eternal optimism. Isn't all of that worth at least 5 minutes a day? 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, written by Robert Morgan, is a wonderful resource for every believer who wants to embrace this biblical model. It can be found online and is currently available in hardback, paperback, and digital format. And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. We are grateful, however, to be able to benefit from the research and works of others who seek to remain faithful to biblical truth and provide insights to help strengthen and deepen our spiritual walk, and to be able to share those resources with you.
If today's featured book has sparked your interest or addressed an area of concern for you or a friend, we hope you will consider adding a copy to your library of Christian resources. Nowadays, when busyness seems to be our business, we need to return to the lost art of reading so that we will continue learning more of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who has the power to transform hearts and minds. The Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of Sharon Hearts and can be heard on this station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Past episodes can be found anytime at www.sharonhearts.org. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for our next exciting feature, here at the Fireside Bookshelf.